Lacey and I are big believers that if you're providing a massive impact to the world, if you're doing something great for the world, then you deserve to be paid well and you deserve to live comfortably, that there is actually no glory in the grind and there's no glory in just sacrificing everything but not being able to provide even for your own family. Those are lessons that we've learned because we lived through that time when we literally had nothing and we're just trying to figure out how we could still stay true to ourselves and our service, but also make a living.
So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over. Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, I'm excited because you are here. You're rocking with your boy. But I also understand this could be your very first time ever checking out the show. So let me tell you a little bit about what we do. Each and every single week, we continue to bring you an inspiring person or a message that's truly going to help you. I don't care if you're trying to climb that corporate ladder or perhaps start your business or get better at it as an entrepreneur. This is the show for you. But most importantly, everyone who has ever been on this platform has answered a question we have all asked ourselves at some point in life. And that school's over. Now what? Right? Like, what do we do? How do we really figure out what's next for us? But most importantly, they all answer this question and they are completely crushing it. But if you know anything about the show, you know how I like to kick this thing off, fam. And that is with the review of the week. This week's review of the week comes from Growing Woman Tips. And they wrote, "Rich, edifying show. I have a hunger to transition from my 9-to-5 to my own business. And this podcast fuels my hope to make that reality. Listening closely will keep me to where I deserve to be. Thank you, Sean." Listen, Growing Woman Tips, I appreciate you, fam, for leaving that amazing, amazing review. And perhaps you're listening right now, you gained something from this show. I don't care if it was just something that helped you figure out your aha moment or what to do next. The only thing we ask for you to do right now, if you're listening to us on Apple, scroll to the bottom of your screen in the show notes, fam. Right before you get to it, scroll to the bottom of the screen, smash that 5-star rating, and leave your review. And don't forget, follow us on YouTube. We're growing on YouTube as School's Over. Now What? Be sure to check it out. With that being said, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever thought about starting a podcast? No, like, fam, for real, like starting a podcast, getting on a mic and having your own show. But you've been a little confused about where to start at, on what mic choice, on what computer, on what software. How do you make this thing happen? Well, listen, I got it covered for you. If you scroll to the bottom right now in the show notes, click the link, grab my free podcast starter kit. Listen, podcasting has changed my life. In fact, it's helped me leave my 6-figure job and do what I'm doing today. And I want to teach you how to do it. So click the link in the show notes today and grab my free ebook, The Podcast Starter Kit. This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/schoolsover. Now what? For as low as $5, you can help us reach more people, tour schools, and impact communities. You also get exclusive content nobody else can see. Fam, we might even start merch. Visit patreon.com/schoolsover. Now what? And become a Patreon today. All right, let's get into the reason you click that button. Listen, fam, we are back with an amazing episode because I like this one so much because we're interviewing not one, but two people, two dynamic people that happen to be both doctors, but are not just your average doctors. They are actually in the creative space helping so many entrepreneurs. And on today's episode, we get the opportunity to sit down with Dr. Lacey Book and Dr. Sean Deal. And here's the thing, fam. When I say they are helping entrepreneurs, get ready for this. They are helping entrepreneurs create 7+ figures of active income and 7+ figures of passive income. They have this amazing thing called the Black Diamond Club. But on this episode, we're going to talk about working together in a relationship, breaking the negative mindset, understanding money is a faith-based concept. Yo, why you should ask for more, while all business problems are personal problems in disguise, and so much more. Guys, I hope you're ready. Get your pen, get your pad, however you take notes. This is an amazing episode, episode 226 with Dr. Lacey Book and Sean Deal. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. You already heard the intro. You know these two amazing guests. We're going to break down sales, persuasion, also talk about what are you doing right, what are you doing wrong. But it's also interesting that they're both doctors. We got the one and only Sean and Lacey in the building. What's going on, fam?
What's going on?
What's up, Sean? So easy. I love it. Two Seans on the same podcast.
Hey, man, listen, you know the crazy part about it is both of us spell our name right. Too many times people are like, yo, do you spell it with the H or do you spell it with the E? It's with the H, man.
It's not seen, it's Sean.
Absolutely. Listen, I want to get into this, right? Because our audience does this thing where like they just like dive to the show notes. I could be talking about all these intros, but they want to know more, you know, about you. They're clicking on your links right now. But take us back, you know, both of you, you know, before, you know, meeting, like where are you guys from?
Well, you know what? I think that's great too, because, you know, we do a podcast and on our podcast, we interview tons of people that when they come on the podcast, it's easy because they have found success for people to think like, well, you've always been that way. For me, we have two very different stories, Lacey and I. But for me, I grew up in a military family. So I've lived in Okinawa, Japan, traveled all over Asia with my parents. You know, my dad would take off on a weekend. We'd go to the Philippines, Thailand, all over the place. Finally, we come back to the United States, but even then we moved around a lot. So I kind of had that in my blood to move around. So I went to chiropractic college. After I graduated chiropractic college, I lived for 8 years in Costa Rica. So I just graduated, bounced out, went to Costa Rica.
Didn't speak Spanish.
And in just one little minor detail, I didn't speak Spanish. So my first year in business was terrible because I couldn't communicate. And I really dedicated myself to learning the language. Even to this day, still fluent in Spanish, and really was able to learn a lot about business. You know, there's a lot of lessons that we learn through failure. Then eventually came back to the United States. I taught at a chiropractic college. We opened up a chiropractic office. We've scaled that. We have 13 locations across the United States. And now most of what we do is based actually outside of chiropractic, helping other entrepreneurs to build their business so that they can reach even more people, make an even bigger impact. But I think most importantly, so that they could build the lifestyle that they deserve. Lacey and I are big believers that if you're providing a massive impact to the world, if you're doing something great for the world, then you deserve to be paid well and you deserve to live comfortably, that there is actually no glory in the grind and there's no glory in just sacrificing everything, but not being able to provide even for your own family. Those are lessons that we've learned because we lived through that time when we literally had nothing and we're just trying to figure out how we could, you know, still stay true to ourselves and our service, but also make a living.
Oh man, this is powerful. And Lacey, I definitely want to hear your story as well. You know, what's so cool about both of you, and I met both of you in Vegas. What's so cool is that you can naturally tell when you start talking that you can just see, you know, that in both of your eyes that you guys are like natural entrepreneurs, right? And a lot of people, you know, they become, whether they're doctors or whether they take a job or jump into a certain field, they usually just become that job description. The picture is a lot bigger with both of you. And for Lacey, tell us about you. Like where did you get your start and where you're from?
Yeah, so my story is very different. I actually grew up and was raised in Silicon Valley, California. So such a weird world to be in because I grew up around the corner from Netflix when it literally was in one teeny tiny little office.
That's crazy.
Like a 10 by 10 office. I grew up around the corner from Apple and Google and eBay. So it was a strange place to grow up, but was what really interesting is we didn't have a lot of money. So my parents had landed a home in a very wealthy area, but so long ago and had owned it for so long, we were pretty darn poor and living in this place surrounded by money and tech and imagination and vision. And so I actually started working when I was 14 years old. I started and I got special permission to work at a movie theater because number one, if I wanted anything outside of what our family could afford, I better make money to be able to do it.
Facts.
I had some really crazy mindset that I have struggled with and have worked on and have dominated around money and lack and abundance and how that works. So I worked and worked and worked, and I ended up getting a job at a chiropractic office. And literally one day, this lady slid me her card. She said, I want you to work for me. She was a chiropractor. I had no idea what that was. Fell in love with it and ended up going to chiropractic school. And then our worlds collided, and we both had that same mission, that drive, that desire to do more, reach more, and be bigger. But we went through a lot, because when we got together, we were also dirt broke. We barely had two pennies to rub together. We had two kids, and we were living in a 625 square foot apartment.
Oh, that's crazy.
Literally, it was like, it was teeny. It was a Cracker Jack box, right? And we couldn't even afford a bed for our girls to sleep on. So they slept on a hand-me-down couch. That's how we started our relationship. So let me tell you, we've been through some ups and downs on making sure that we could come together and work on similar mindsets to be able to grow. And by doing all of those things, that's how we ended up here with you today.
Oh, that's crazy. Let's break this down, right? Because there are a lot of entrepreneurs or people who have striving goals that listen to this podcast, and they perhaps are in a relationship with somebody. They perhaps are, you know, at that beginning stages where they are rubbing pennies together. Like, what were some of the things that you two were telling each other, you know, about what your possible future could look like to even inspire you to get to where you are today?
So I'll start there, because I love this man so much. But sometimes early on in our relationship, he would say things about like money and the ability for you to create a life and a future that you desire, that when he would say those things, it was so far out of my paradigm. I thought he was nuts. He would say things to me like, Lacey, I know that we don't have a lot right now, but we like money is all around us. Money is abundant. It's everywhere. You can literally wake up tomorrow and whatever amount of money we need, we can just create something to bring that amount in. And I was like, what? Like, you're a lunatic. Who talks like that? And he would just continue to feed that into me. But I grew up that thinking that you put in an hour and you get paid for that hour. It was an equal exchange, work for money, the exact amount of time for a certain amount of money. So I didn't believe that you could attract wealth into your life. I believe that you had to earn every penny of it. So Sean would speak those things to me, and I really had to lean into that. And I had to do some things to break that negative mindset, because literally I was the one in the relationship holding us back. Ooh. And if you're in a relationship and you're the one with the negative thoughts, it's strong, and it beats out those positive thoughts all the time.
Oh, I got to stop you right there. So Sean, for you, right? Like listening to, you know, Lacey say this, you know, a lot of people are, you know, in relationships, and there is, you know, like a seesaw, right? There's somebody holding it up. You know, how did you stay positive even when you didn't have anything?
Well, I mean, I believe that money is a faith-based concept, and I'm super excited because I think that the emergence of cryptocurrency is really sort of shedding a lot of light on this. You know, the idea of wealth and money is a faith base, and I'm not talking spiritual faith. I'm talking about faith in a system called money and currency. And because of that, if the government, we just lived through a time when the government just decided to make more money, right? So that's literally how it works. Now, they did it to trillions of dollars. But you could do it to millions if you want to be a millionaire or a decamillionaire or a centimillionaire. You just need to make more money. But what happens is a lot of people, like you said, they think that you work. So you do X number of units of work. You get paid $40 an hour. So if I worked for 5 hours, I would make 200. But really what you could do is you could say, look, I'm going to, and I know that you talk to your community about this. You could say, I'm going to make a podcast and I'm going to sell the podcast for $200. And it might take me an hour to make it, but then 100 people might buy the podcast, and, or maybe 10. If only 10 people bought it, I made $2,000 in an hour. But I had to create it. But literally, like, what is a podcast? It's not like tangible. Like, we can't put the podcast on the table. We can't take the podcast to our family and, you know, show them it at Thanksgiving. It's this thing. And so really, because of that, money is really based off of faith. It's your mindset around it, and you have an unlimited ability to create an unlimited amount of money. So here's really how it works for us as we think about something. Like we were talking pre-recording here, Lacey and I recently moved to Naples. And so a couple of years ago, we actually we're a little bit nuts if you can't figure that out. So we decided we wanted to move to Naples, but we had never been to Naples. So we bought a house online. So we went online and we found this house, and we were like, we like this. So let's buy this house. Worst thing that could happen, we buy it, we don't like it, we'll sell it. So we went into a workshop. We do these regular workshops, and I was like, Lise, let's just make enough money. Let's sell enough stuff to buy the house. And so we went on and we created a product. We created a mastermind and we sold the mastermind. And it took us a day. The workshop was a day long, but the sales process was, you know, it was 30 minutes. We sold the mastermind and we bought a house.
But I have to stop you there, because this was the massive mindset shift. We are conditioned as individuals to believe that you have to say, how much money can I make by doing X, Y, and Z? What Sean is talking about is thinking about it differently, saying, how much money do I want? How much money do I need for X, Y, and Z? And then I'm going to create the thing to attract that. We always think about it backwards. And I remember having an aha moment and realizing I always thought, what do I need to do to make that? No. It's what do I want? And then I'm just going to create it and attract it in. That is a huge mindset shift for anybody that's moving from that lack mentality, that scarcity mindset, and wants to step in that abundant way of thinking.
Oh, it's crazy. Like it's reverse engineering, right? Instead of saying, man, I hope I can make $10,000. You know, it's like really breaking it down with the process of, and I can imagine how many mastermind tickets you had to sell to get to that house. But the thought process of that is so different, because so many people right now listening, right? There is somebody in your family, when they think about making that type of purchase, they think about all the hours, the 401k, like the things they got to pull off to get the house. You guys were thinking, nah, what's that one event? what's that one event to really, you know, maximize this and make this, you know, be the case for us? So looking at, you know, where you are right now, right? If you were to go back, and we'll get breaking down more of your businesses, but if you were to go back and, you know, tell yourself something in that 625 square foot apartment, you know, when you were about to say, you know what, forget this, I'm not made for this, what would you go back and tell yourself?
I can go. So I see you thinking. I think the part of too, even I was the one driving this whole like faith-based concept of money and the way that money works. I would go back and tell myself, think bigger, because so often, even now, you know, that we have manifested and created an abundantly blessed life. And we say this all the time. We are extremely grateful. You know, we're not putting content out into the world, you know, coming onto your podcast to be flashy or showy. That's not our brand. That's not our style, but we've been abundantly blessed, like beyond what we could imagine. We say that all the time. And so I even stop now and I'm like, wow, well, man, we should have asked for more. Like, what do we do next? We should help more people. We should make a bigger impact. And I think that when things are tough, it is very difficult, very, very difficult to think big, right? It's like when you're negative, when you're an unhappy person, it's really hard to be nice.
Right.
But when things are tough financially, it's very, very difficult to think big. You just want to pay rent. Like, you're like, I'm not thinking about helping tons of people.
Right.
Yes. And so that's what I would tell myself, like, you're thinking too small, Sean. Anything is possible, but you need to start thinking bigger right now.
It's so funny. Wow. Because in contrast to Sean, I would actually tell myself, stop thinking. Like literally, I thought myself out of so many opportunities, right? I thought my way out of my bigness because I was an overthinker. I analyzed things. I thought about worst case scenarios. I thought about lack. One of my favorite lines, Sean, is done is better than perfect. And so many times we think these limiting beliefs and we build these walls and these cages around ourselves so that we don't even have the capacity to think bigger, because we're actually thinking ourselves into a corner. And you were thinking big. You want to think bigger. I should have stopped overthinking and putting ourselves into a brick house with no doors.
Let me answer that, Sean, real quick too. We are conditioned as human beings to do that. Yeah. And we're conditioned early on in life, right? Like don't accept gifts from strangers, or, you know, if we were to go out to lunch or dinner, and it's early in our relationship, and I say to you, Sean, let me pay today. Right? I know that in your subconscious, all of us have this thing that we're like, oh no. Like, we get really uncomfortable. Just this past week, 7 days ago, I got a text from somebody that we're in relationship with. We've done some work with. I had zero expectations. They wrote me a text and it said, "Hey, Sean, who do you want your check made out to?" Well, I didn't know that know they were giving me a check, but I said to them, "Make it out to me." And they were like, "Oh, okay. Well, you have several thousands of dollars coming." And I was like, "Great. Send that over." And then later they were like, "You know, either you're super cool, like you played that super cool, or you expected me to pay you that money." I was like, "I'm just open. When the universe is sending me money, when people are writing me checks, I'm not putting up walls or barriers. If you say to me, you can test me, Sean, if next time we're together, you say, let me get the bill, I'll say, thank you." And I will say to myself too, I will say, "Man, universe, thank you so much for making me abundantly blessed. I know individuals like Sean that want to pay for my meal. This is incredible. How lucky could a guy get?" Right? So I think part of it too is being open to all that the universe is giving to you.
Hey guys, so let me take a guess. You're enjoying the show. And if that's right, please make sure that you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast right now and tag me at @SeanRAnthony_. I promise you this is going to help in amazing ways. And while you're at it, hit the 5-star rating and subscribe. With that being said, guys, let's get back to the show.
Man, this is good. This is a good conversation and powerful because it shows like two different dynamics, right? You have one, like, I should have thought bigger. The other one is like, "Yo, I should stop thinking," you know, and I can imagine, you know, after having this seesaw match, actually getting to the point where it's balanced, how important has it been to now see like the fruits of your labor after, you know, having, you know, the hard times, but seeing the good times? How have you guys established a balance?
Yeah. So I think one of the biggest things that changed the trajectory of not only our relationship, but our businesses was our ability to find that balance. And I remember I had a life coach, and I was working with her, and I always tell a story because she's Russian, and she's, you know, Russians are very straightforward. Like, she will just tell you how it is and she doesn't care how you feel about it. And she literally, in one of our sessions, she looked at me and she said two things. She said, "Number one, Lacey, I want you to know, I'm going to tell you this, you're not going to like it, but I don't care. You're holding Sean back." Mm. And I was like, "What? No," you know, and this is when we were actually working in the chiropractic office together, and he's this big visionary and I'm like a systems person. And all I really wanted, I just wanted him with me all the time. And she said, "You're holding him back." And I went home and I was like, Sean, Katya, I mean, my life coach, she said this really crazy thing to me today. She said, "I'm holding you back." And he looked me dead in the face and he said, "You are." Oh, and it was in that moment that I had to release my own desires to allow him to be free of being in the office so that he could do what he did best. So the lesson there was in finding balance is recognizing his strengths and what he does well and allowing him to do that without me trying to control that. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, we realized that early on in business, when we were trying to find that balance, we were two people doing the work of one person. And for us, one of the big things that made a massive difference was defining roles. And number one, letting him go. Number two, saying who's responsible for what, who's good at what, and literally taking every task in our business and our personal life, in our home, everything from throwing out the garbage to putting the, like, auditing the accounts in QuickBooks, everything that we had and that we did had a designated individual. And then that way we never had to waste time questioning. We knew who was responsible for what. We gave it to the person that was going to do it best. And it allowed us to actually go beyond just working as two people and catapult our business and find that balance without that stress point.
Oh, that's tough. Listen, Sean, ain't that you got to add to that, man. You know, what's cool about that is it's really talking about how can you, you know, have your partner come together, find our strengths, weaknesses, but most importantly, work as a team. You know, I think you guys found that concept. I also think now, you know, people hearing this right now, they're so interested in learning about what you guys have created together. Yes, they know you're doctors, but they are very interested in that. And one of the things that I found out is very important to you guys is the Black Diamond Club. So let's talk about it. What exactly is the Black Diamond Club? Like, how do we get in? How do we learn about it? But break it down, because I know a lot of our audience could benefit from this.
Well, you know, Sean, at the advent of social media, once everybody got over taking pictures of their food and, you know, just showing where they were, one of the things that Lacey and I noticed is that it also became a place that was slightly negative, especially when it came to business and when it came to hopes and dreams. If you would post something like, hey, I'm thinking about opening an ice cream shop, a lot of people would post like, well, that's the last thing we need is another ice cream shop. Or, you know, the last three ice cream shops, they didn't work, or you don't know anything about ice cream. And so we wanted to create a community. We're big on relationships. So we wanted to create a community that would literally be very supportive of each other, that would uplift individuals in business, and that would be okay with winning too. That was another thing that we noticed, is that sometimes if something great happens to you, you go on social media, you might say like, hey man, I set a sales record for the month, and I collected $500,000. And then a lot of people, they start knocking you down. And we wanted to create a place where it didn't matter if it was your first dollar or your first million or your first 100 million, that everybody would cheer and lift you up the same, because look, a win is a win. A dollar is a dollar. It doesn't matter. We're just all in different places in that journey. That's what the Black Diamond Club is. It's a place where we talk about marketing. We talk about sales. We talk about creating a bigger impact in the world. We celebrate people's wins. We pick people up if they stumble, but we just absolutely do not allow people to dog on people, to be pushing people down. It's a place where everybody wants to win, because we celebrate abundance. If the government can print trillions of dollars, then there's enough dollars for everybody. There's enough clients for everybody. And literally in this world, everybody can win. So that's what the Black Diamond Club is. It's at www.blackdiamondclub.com. That's where people could jump in. We'd love to have you. We promise you, we'll make you feel right at home.
Man, I like that. You know, you guys identify, hey, listen, if things are negative, we're going to be real positive over here. So if you need that positive environment, that positive community, this is something you want to be a part of. And I see you guys hosting events, having events. Like, what is like the experience of one of your events?
I'll do that one. Our events are amazing because, again, relationships. Not only have Lacey and I been blessed financially, and that's what a lot of people like to talk about, but I think we've been even more blessed with people, human assets that have come into our life or been placed in our life. We just did a sales workshop in Dallas a few weeks ago. We had Marshall Silver. He did a hypnotist show and then also trained us on influence, right? Because hypnotism is about influencing and persuading people. We had Tim Story. He came and was laying down for us about mindset and making sure that we understood who we were and what we could be in the world. Dave Meltzer, who came in, and he always opens people's hearts, minds, and souls to what's possible. And inside of that, we weave in sales training. Well, we're going to do it again in June. We have an event coming up in June in Phoenix where we're going to do that with all things money. Just like we were going to talk about, we were talking about earlier, how money works, what you should be doing with your money, how to get the most out of your money. And I'm not talking about just like the most things, but the most impact, right? If you want to make a massive impact in the world, you have to have money. There is no greater cure for poverty than for you to be rich, because that's just one more statistic, one more person off the statistic table that is no longer in the poverty line. So if you have, now you have the ability to give back. If you don't have anything, you have nothing to give. And so that's our entire mantra. Our events are always like that. Great guests, surprise guests, tons of fun, lots of learning.
I think the biggest thing too is one of our mentors, Michael Port, he used to always say that all business problems are personal problems in disguise.
And say that again.
Yeah, that's a good one. I know. All business problems are personal problems in disguise. So what does that mean? That means that if you're working on sales and you're having difficulty getting people to understand your message or pay you for what your service is or pay you for what you're trying to provide, if you're having difficulty with marketing and getting people attracted to your brand, if you're having difficulty with money and collecting and living in abundance, oftentimes it's not just strategies and tactics that are going to change that for you. It's actually working on what's going on inside of your head and the mindset shifts that will change the trajectory of those things. So we love to blend the tactics, the strategies around sales, marketing, and money, but with also a day of working on you. How do we shift the mindset? How do we work on the paradigm? How do we work and break through your limiting beliefs? Because if we can actually be effective in both of those, the world is your oyster.
Wow. Listen, I've heard a lot on this podcast, but I ain't heard that before. And I think it's going to hit, it's going to resonate with so many people, because a lot of times we want to blame other things. We want to blame other things, but that personal thing, that mindset piece, and it's so important that you guys are adding that. And shout out to Tim Story and David. Both of them have been on the podcast. Both are solid, good people. I want to ask you guys now the question we've asked every single person who's ever been on this podcast. And I want to hear both of your takes on this. If you were that person who perhaps just graduated college, or let's say you didn't get a degree at all, you just dropped out, but you're asking yourself the question of the podcast, school's over, now what? What advice would both of you give?
Man, for me, that's easy. You teed it up for me, because I like to talk, make sure I try and talk about this and everywhere I go. Anytime I have an opportunity to speak on a stage or do an interview with somebody, one of my favorite historical figures is Rosa Parks. And, you know, what I love about Rosa is that she made an impact, and she touched every single one of our lives. Right now, everybody that could hear my voice, your life is different now because of Rosa Parks. And during a time of civil rights movement, there were a lot of key historical figures, and they were well-educated people, and they were very popular, and they were leading a movement. And then one day, a seamstress named Rosa Parks, she went to the bus stop, and she decided to get on the bus but not sit in the back. And one of the things that I'm most struck by in the story is that the bus driver looked at her and said, "Rosa, what are you doing?" And what that means is that the bus driver knew her name. And what that also means is that Rosa had been on that bus before. She had been on the bus before, but every time that she was on the bus, she went and sat in the back. But something clicked in her. And that day she got on the bus and she said, "Not today." That's what I would say to everybody, is that, look, we're afforded opportunities every single day to make a stand, to do something that will change the trajectory maybe of our lives, but in this case, of the entire world. I've done talks around the world. You could go around the world. People know. People aren't like, "Rosa who?" Like, people know because this woman took a stand, and nobody was like, "Well, you know, where's your degree from?" Or, "You're not with the right people." All of a sudden, the entire course of history changed on a dime. And I always tell everybody, look, kind of the premise of the question is like, well, you know, what if somebody, you know, they're sitting there and they're asking themselves, "Who am I?" Well, the people that are going to change the world aren't the Shawns. They're not the people that you think are going to change the world. Because look, Martin Luther King held a rally and a speech in front of tons of people, but it took a simple seamstress to actually spin this in the direction that it needed to go. Well, listen, if you didn't go to college, or you dropped out of high school, or you're wondering what do I do with my life? Well, I would challenge you to look for all of those things where you've gone to the back of the bus, where you've been in a situation and you knew that you probably needed to stand up, but you didn't. And all you have to do is decide, not today. Today is the day everything changes. And if you do that, well, then you have the chance to change your life and the lives of millions of others.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. I like that. That Rosa analogy, putting it together. I feel like I just like walked off and got off a keynote, and you just, and we're supposed to clap now. Lacey, what's your final take on that question?
You want me to follow that?
I know, right? It's like, hey, we gotta hear your advice though, right? Somebody now, they resonating with you.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you something that I have noticed and have taken a long time, a lifetime to learn, is that people don't have strict enough boundaries. What Sean is talking about with Rosa Parks is she woke up one day and she said, you know what? Not today, because you know what? That infiltrates my boundaries. Mm-hmm. That goes beyond what I believe is right for me. And here's what I would say to you. If you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you want to do something big, you have to be able to control your lane. People think boundaries and they think it's limitation, constriction, but all it is allowing you to decide what impacts you, what affects you. Because if you can do that, then you will actually be able to get on your road, get down your lane and get to your vision, your goal, your dream faster. So wake up and say, what boundaries do I want to create in my life? What boundaries do I want to create around the relationships that I have with others? How people will treat me? What boundaries do I want to have around how I treat myself? What I say to myself, my self-care. And then what boundaries do I want around my time and my schedule? If you can do that early on, you will get where you're trying to go so much faster.
Facts. I love that. I mean, boundaries are it, right? Boundaries will help you say, you know what? I'm not accepting no negative energy. I'm only taking positive over here. You know, boundaries that have you living a completely different lifestyle. Thank you for your input on that. And right now, our audience wants to know more about you guys. Like, where can we find you? Give us all your social media. How can we best stay up to date?
I'm going to make it easy because there's a website, www.gethopetoday. Get Hope Today. Lacey and I got a very special package that we put together for all of your listeners. Tons of freebies and goodies and videos and us talking and us sharing and courses and all kinds of stuff. We'll send you a copy of our book. Everything is there at Get Hope Today. Plug in with us too, because we love when people connect and reach out. We're just like you. We just happened to meet Sean in Las Vegas. So he invited us on the podcast. If you'd have met him in Las Vegas, you'd be on here too.
Nah, y'all are absolutely dope, man. I appreciate y'all for coming up here and absolutely rocking it. And guys, you already know how I like to end this thing. For those who have been listening, always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.